Ken Duffy, Fox News Radio.
Welcome to the Marilyn York Show. Warning, this program is not for the faint of heart. Listen at your own peril. If you have questions about marriage, relationships, or divorce, call 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Marilyn York.
Hi, everyone. It's me. I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York. The phone number is the first thing I'm going to give you. 823-1920. 823-1920. Feel free to call at any time on the show. Please call in. Otherwise, you're going to have to listen to me blabber and blabber. I will start by saying I have my game bladder on. That means I dehydrated myself, so I will not have to take any bathroom breaks except for the 43 commercials she'll be forced to listen to. I'd like to warn you first by saying that I am not PC, not politically correct. That is the last politically correct thing I will say. I might be handy capable. That's probably the only thing I'll ever say that's politically correct. This is not suitable for children, legal or mental children, husbands, that sort of thing. I'm going to give you the obvious disclaimer that is probably not obvious, even though it should be. I am an attorney. I am not your attorney. I will give you free legal advice for fun. Maybe it'll be accurate. It depends on how honest you guys are going to be with me. Like, I dabbled in meth or coke if I'm a more high-end white trash person. That might be relevant to a custody question, for example. This is not confidential, obviously. You are on the radio. I would recommend you change your names if you want to be anonymous or if you're my client. Otherwise, I'm going to charge you. I recommend transvestite names for fun. That would be the name of your first street and your first pet in that order. That would be more entertaining for me. If you're going to make up a name, let's have a little fun, people. And again, honesty makes a difference. This is my legal opinion based wholly on the facts that you give me. Nothing else. So you guys are like a virgin. I'm touching you for the very first time. And I'm like that I touch myself song, which is embarrassing, but very popular. Don't be afraid to call and embarrass yourselves. I'm going to start by embarrassing myself to set the tone. Again, 823-1920. I'm not going to give you guys my work resume because it's boring. And if you really cared, you'd be probably looking for a real attorney instead of free legal advice on air to humiliate yourself. So let's start with my personal resume that contributes to my knowledge base far more than my work life. I'm going to use the favorite internet dating criteria for getting to know someone because it's so effective online. Because this is like a blind date. So, average age my clients believe I am, 42. Age the UPS guy accused me of being, 44. Average age my children think I am, 12. Emotional age, 15-year-old boy. Number of times I was carded for an R-rated movie since I was 12. First time, last month. Number of times my 13-year-old was carded for an R-rated movie, which resulted in him coming home early, which quashed any plans for the planned sex with the husband, 14 times. Can I get a shout out to the Century Theater in Sparks for allowing him to get in the last time I took him? Yes. The actual age I am, 34. Number of engagements. Actual ring received, 3. Ring being quote unquote designed, 2. Number of times I met quote unquote the one. Too many to count. I'm going to go within the 30s, probably 34 if I'm being realistic. Number of marriages, legal marriages, 3. Number of in-laws who chased my future husband down the aisle yelling no during the ceremony, none. But I had my first husband's grandmother been able to get out of the chair unassisted, then perhaps she would have gave chase. But instead, we just heard some whimpering from the aisle. Number of divorces? Well, let's take a call from our first caller, and we'll hold that thought, and then I'll check the court website in the background and find out the number of divorces, because you just don't know, people. And just so you know, that website is ccwasho.com for your local divorce information, so you can stop paying me to look it up for you, even though I've given it to you numerous times. Let's talk to Derek on line one. Hi, Derek. Can you hear me?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Do you have a question for us?
I do. It's Dirk. It was Dirk in California, but it's Derek because now I'm living in Fernley.
Oh, that's a good move. I like that.
Anyway, I went through a really nasty divorce, and I'm just thinking that maybe my living situation would have been better if, and here's my first question. Can I ask you two questions?
We'll see if the first one's interesting. Go ahead.
Well, when is it proper to tip an attorney?
You know, if I'm your attorney, I'd like to say always, but I actually haven't received any tips. And I'm kind of wondering that because people tip the car wash guy and like the waitress. And I'd like to think you get a little more satisfaction from me. But given that I'm a custody attorney and kids are a pain in the, you know, what we're not allowed to say on air, I think I understand why I'm not getting tipped. So I'm not sure what the state bar thinks of that. So buy him a gift. My recommendation, a gift.
A gift, because I was just thinking that maybe I wouldn't be living in such a small little box in Fernley if I had to tip my attorney at the appropriate time.
Well, usually we like to call that paying your bill, sir. If you go ahead and pay your bill, that would help.
No, I didn't do that either.
Yeah, that does tick
one off. I couldn't afford to, because I guess my wife had a better attorney. But my next question is, I have a new girlfriend, mm-hmm. and we're really in love, but she's quite a bit older than me.
Give me the age gap, please.
Well, I'm 31, and she's either 79 or 80. I'm not sure when her birthday is.
Well, I guess if you're 79 or 80, you might as well lie about your age at that point. There's no reason to be honest.
But my question is, we were planning on getting married because I still believe in the institution, and I was just wondering if we need a prenup. She says we don't, and I think we do.
I think you're going to go ahead and be comfortable thinking you're going to outlive her. So I would go ahead and just do, you know, nothing. Honestly, and not marry her either. I mean, but here's my question. If you're going to marry her, would you write Dirk or Derek? I mean, legally.
Oh, probably Derek, since I don't see any future plans to be able to move back to California.
Okay, I like this. Yeah, I if you're going to marry her, I'm going to need photos for my website.
But what do you need, like our last party or just like a headshot?
I'd like to see the color of her dress because I'm just curious at 79 if we're going to go white or we're going to go crimson. You know, I mean, let's just be honest at this age.
Oh, it was going to be a Club Med wedding.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Okay. I can imagine Fernley and Club Med pretty similar. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for the advice, and I listen to your show every week.
That's good because it just started.
Oh, wait, you just started.
Oh, yeah. But thanks. I hope you do next week. Call me from Fernley.
Hey, thanks so much.
Okay, bye. All right. Now that I've checked the local court website, and it's, again, ccwasho.com, it looks like number of divorces, 2.5. I say 2.5 because, if we're being honest, all marriage is really just a series of small divorces, or probably, if you ask my ex-husbands, a very long, painful divorce from the time that I said I do. For ease of discussion, in light of the number of husbands I've had, I'm going to number them. I think that's more anonymous, and you guys can follow along, so they will kindly be 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to refer to them by their number. On my website, if you guys are curious about my marital bliss at any given moment, I'm going to have some tombstones. Tombstone 1 and 2 will obviously be husband 1 and 2, and the current tombstone shall have my current husband's name, but he's going to be kind of playing a game of horse. So whenever he ticks me off, I'm going to add another letter to his name. So if he leaves the seat up, we're going to throw a K on there. This is my technique of manipulating behavior at home. I'll let you know how it works. Perhaps some of you can put a website up yourselves. Number of times I threatened to divorce before I actually did it. I'm going to have to, again, refer you to my website for regular updates, as this is most certainly the most fast-moving target in my life. Number of weddings called off, 1. Number of times I was pregnant when I walked down the aisle, 1. Number of times I was asked if I was pregnant when I wasn't. Now, this one is a little touchy for me, but I'm going to go ahead and exaggerate, maybe round up at least 5. 5 people, but in my defense, I already had 1 child, and they just weren't sure when she was born for 2 to 3 years after her birth. And that brings me to number of birth children, 2. Number of children who call me mom, 3 to 4 to 5, depending on the day, typically 3. Number of fathers to my children, 2. Number of children with my last name, none. I'm not making this stuff up, people. This is my actual resume. This is why I do what I do. This is my next list. Turn-ons which most likely resulted in the conception of my first child. Probably the fact that number 2 returned my 27th unanswered phone call. That would have been our kind of foreplay. Average weight gain in pregnancy, 60 pounds. Yeah, hot. That's why I'm on the radio. 60 pounds. Both babies like 8 pounds-ish. So yeah, you can picture the backside. Average age of my child when my pregnancy weight finally was lost entirely. This is undetermined, but definitely over the age of 2.5, because that's where we're hitting the second child right now. Number of sexual partners. It's a trap. It's a trap. This brings me to my next segue. It's a trap as a concept. This works for men and women, but more for men. So anytime your wife asks you, and my friend taught me this, and he's been married longer than any of my three marriages combined, or all of my three marriages combined, so let's trust him. He says anytime his wife asks him, do I look fat in these pants? You know, do you think I'm smart? Any of these questions, he covers his eyes with his hands like a billfold or like a, you know, a baseball hat and says, it's a trap. And you look down at the ground immediately. The only reason this technique works is if you use it constantly. Never fall for it. Because I said, what if she says, do I really look fat? I really want to know in the stress before we go out. And she looks terrible. He says the only reason it works is when you use it 100%. You have to be dedicated. So, number of sexual partners. It's a trap. Do not respond. Eyes to the ground. I could go on and on, but really I'd rather hear from you guys. I think I've sufficiently embarrassed myself, and I'd like you to call me with your legal questions, relationship questions, dating advice, because honestly, if we're being realistic, all roads lead to divorce. So I figure, why limit this radio show to just legal advice when all roads lead to divorce? So let's talk about dating, how you guys met, what first attracted you to him, what worked in the relationship, what doesn't work in the relationship, and then eventually the marriage, of course, which is, again, how all roads lead to divorce, which I know a little something about personally and professionally. Now that I've showed you mine, it's your turn to show me yours. I'm going to give you guys a little call to action. In light of the date that it is right now, I'm going to say let's do maybe some marital New Year's resolutions. But rather than disappoint yourself as usual, let's go ahead and disappoint some spouses out there. So let's do a marital New Year's resolution, what you want to do in your actual marriage to improve it, or this one's probably easier, you guys, what you think your spouse should do as a New Year's resolution. Let's hear from Zach first, and perhaps Zach has an idea for this or a question. Zach on line one, what would you like to ask or tell me?
Zach, hey, this is my first call, but I've listened forever, so nice to hear from you.
Zach, you animal. All 16 minutes of it?
Exactly.
What's your question?
I was wondering, you know, today we have such a problem. Actually, I was going to ask something else, but since that last call, I don't think I can come up with a better question than that. So.
Thanks.
No problem. What would you do for the current problem of drug users having children in our society?
Yeah, that's a good question, Zach, because we've often contemplated why it is that smart people have to go to, like, you know, local doctors and clinics to get artificially inseminated and make twins. And meth people seem to be procreating like mad. I'm starting to wonder if meth is making people more fertile or they're just getting more action. But I'm thinking we should do a study maybe in the UK or somewhere where they have less, you know, restrictions to figure this out. What the problem is, perhaps abortion scholarships is one thought, because, you know, don't let a pregnant woman stand between her and her dealer with the pregnant belly, shall we say. I don't have any brilliant ideas to wipe it clean nationwide, but I'd say it's definitely a problem. I would hope you're not one of them, Zach.
I think I'm okay right now. I haven't checked if I'm pregnant recently, but I should be all right.
Oh, I thought maybe you weren't sure if you were using drugs. And that excuse, by the way, works at Burning Man. But after Burning Man, no, you should probably know if you're using drugs.
That one doesn't work in court, huh?
No, we tried it. Okay,
oh, okay.
Zach, we got another caller, and it was great talking to you. Thanks for calling. And we're going to take Calvin on line two. Calvin.
Hello? Hi. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. Can you make it snappy? Because we got a commercial break coming up. What's
yes,
your question?
Ma'am. Well, I actually had this argument with my wife this morning. My question is why is it I've never met a woman yet who seems to be able to squeeze the toothpaste tube from the bottom up and to actually get the cap all the way on the tube at the end.
Calvin, is your wife listening right now?
I hope so.
Okay. So what's your question again? Let me picture this perfectly. This is important, obviously.
Knockdown, drag out argument. No kidding. Really, we couldn't come to an agreement on it. Why is it that I don't believe? I don't know. Are you different?
Calvin, do you brush your teeth at night before you go to bed?
Of course.
Okay.
Well,
does your wife
most nights?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a problem. Your New Year's resolution: brush your teeth every night before you go to bed and stop
worrying
about the damn toothpaste. Okay. We're done with you.
This was supposed to be her resolution.
Yeah. Well. Whatever. We're worried about you because I want you to, you know, be
well,
good together. Thanks for calling, Calvin.
That.
We're going to take a little break right now.
1270 The Buzz gives you live and local talk in the morning and afternoon. Join Panama weekdays at 9 and Corey Farley at 4 on 1270 The Buzz.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask two people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively, and if you can't ask two people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us, and when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this, and you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
Right now, from Marino Mazda Kia. No payments until 2011. That's right. Buy any new Kia or any new Mazda and drive payment-free for 1 year. We'll make your payments until 2011. Plus, a lifetime of tires is included. And we'll take your trade, paid for or not. We've got a huge selection of Kias in stock right now and ready to roll, including plenty of four-wheel drive models like the popular Kia Sportage and the awesome Kia Borrego. And remember, every Kia comes with Kia's exclusive 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Kia, the power to surprise. This is an exclusive offer only from Reno Mazda Kia. If you need a new car now, this is the only place to buy. Get a new Kia, a new Mazda, and make no payments until 2011.
I want to see you at Reno Mazda Kia.
9475 South Virginia. Your exit 61 off 395.
All financing OAC. Taxes and fees not included. Prices based on dealer addendum. Dealer to retain all rebates and incentives. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Cannot be combined with other offers. 2011 models excluded.
O'Reilly.
O'Reilly. Your car or truck may be keeping a dirty little secret. If you haven't checked the oil lately, dirt and contaminants could already be shortening your vehicle's life. Operating your vehicle with low motor oil levels or dirty oil will eventually cause major damage to your engine and your checkbook. It only takes a few minutes once a month to check your engine oil level. And when you need a top off between oil changes, stop by any Cragen O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll have the brands you need at a price that will save you money.
Increase your engine's life by changing the oil every 3,000 miles. Stop by your local Cragen O'Reilly store to buy 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for just $1.99. A quart. Keep your engine clean and lubricated. Get O'Reilly Motor Oil for just $1.99 a quart. Only at Craig and O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly, Craig and O'Reilly,
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey parents, say hello to Instant Style with Fashion On. Just spray and look cool in an instant.
What about my bifocals?
Hey, I can't see. But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion. Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Feeling cranky? Wake up with a smile. Bob and Tom and some of the funniest comedians in the country are here from 5 to 9 on 1270 The Buzz.
And now back to the Marilyn York Show. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If you can handle it, call Marilyn at 823-1920.
When I grow up, I'll be a lady. All my rings will be made of gold. I put flowers in my room, I wear perfume.
All right, I'm back. For those of you that didn't turn the station, the phone number is 823-1920, and we have Taffy on line 3 with a question, and that name is a question for me. But let's hear from Taffy, and then we'll find out about that name. Taffy, you're on.
Hi, Marilyn. This is Taffy. I was using an anonymous name. That was my childhood dog.
Oh, that's a brilliant, brilliant transvestite name. What's your question?
My question is, you seem pretty funny and cool and interesting, and then your ad comes on after I'm listening to you, and you talk about how you exclusively represent men, and I don't get it. Like, are you a woman hater? Why don't you want to help a sister out? And how do you handle when women clients? Do you take them when they come into your office, or what happens?
Here's the reality. We all know that men are, shall we say, disorganized, if we're using more positive phraseology, we don't actually deal with men in our office, if we're being honest. Men always have a sidekick that's female, with the exception of, I think, three clients I've had ever, and those are male nurses, so that doesn't count. They're more nurturing. So they have, like, a girlfriend, a wife, a mom, the mistress, their daughter, if they're older, always a female in the background really, truly running the show. And so we always have a female that we get to deal with. That's the good news. Usually they're a little less attached to the situation and therefore less, I'd say, vicious. And so this is the more pleasant female side of things. So no, we don't hate women. We just hate women going through divorce.
So do you not represent women going through divorce ever?
Oh, well, we have some female clientele, obviously, because I have a cousin in town that owns a hair salon, for example. And so we'll get female referrals from her. I have a couple neighbors that are my friends. So my friend females, and they're fantastic girls. If it's really a dirtbag, we definitely want the girl's side. But predominantly, men can be pushed around easier, and I like to be the boss. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Darren, on line two, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, Marilyn, this is a serious question. I wanted to know how you would prepare a client who was about to go into a custody evaluation.
Okay, Darren, fair enough. You want me to be serious? I don't actually prepare my clients, honestly, other than to try to tell them what to expect. It is our policy at our office and the state law of Nevada that best interests of the child are the only thing that matter in a court of law, and therefore I am bound by this same ethical obligation. I believe that to prepare you for a custody battle, like some attorneys do, would be a lie, to be honest. If you are in fact the best parent to have these children, which I think you are, or you wouldn't be my client, then I don't think you should be prepared. So I'll tell you what to expect so that you won't be nervous. I'll teach you techniques to tell the custody evaluator what, you know, you're really feeling and thinking, because under pressure, often people forget. And I'll tell you what's important as far as the custody statute is concerned so that the evaluator gets all relevant information. But as far as telling you where to hide your booze, how not to have Coke on the end of your nose when you walk in, no, not going to help you there. I hope that answers your question.
Okay. Thanks, Marilyn.
Thanks, Darren. Appreciate your call. Again, our phone number is 823-1920. Next week, we're going to have a madam on the air as our first guest. It's Susan Austin, the owner and operator of the world-famous Mustang Ranch and, of course, the Wild Horse. I'm excited, and I hope you guys are too. And if you have questions in advance, we have a website. It's themarilynyorkshow.com. For those of you who are too chicken to call me on the air and reveal your questions, or you don't want your wife to know that Susan knows you, totally understand. Go ahead and type those questions up and I'll ask them on the air. During the break, I actually had a few questions, some of which are quite entertaining to me. The shortest duration of my divorces, having had two myself, I'm going to go ahead and say they tied. Both my divorces took less than 1 hour, front to back, less time than the ceremony. But that's a little insider bonus that I get by being a divorce lawyer. Was almost a little bit alarming how quick. Let's take a call from Ruffy on line one. And I hope that's not your dog calling, because we don't do that here, although they have their own problems. But Ruffy on line one, what's your question? I don't know where Ruffy is. Ruffy hung up. Darren on line two. Let's talk to Darren. Wow. Ouch. That's a noise that you guys probably hear in your head when you're having sex with your spouses due to the mundaneness is what I'm thinking. The longest duration for final filing of a divorce, mine again, only an hour. So the longest duration for the filing of any divorce that I've worked on, I'm going to go with 4 years front to back. Now, this is extraordinary compared to the usual because this particular person was in a motorcycle accident and in a coma for about 11 months in the middle. So don't get panicky, people. I know you want to get rid of her faster. We now have Ruffy back on line one. We were having technical difficulties. Ruffy, are you there? Ruffy, nothing. Okay. The commercial that you guys heard in the break, I found very interesting in light of me being on the air. And it was something along the lines of kids don't need perfection. They need you as a parent. I like that sentiment, and I will feel better about my bad parenting when I get home as a result of that. The next question I had on the break was the frequency of filing. Who files more often, men or women? I actually just saw a study about this, and apparently women file 90% more often than men. That's not true in my office. I often encourage men to file first, just because if they really want their children, you don't play offense, you play defense, you play offense. I'm not very good with sports. Anyway, so this is not true in my office again, but apparently it's true in the actual filing nationwide. Ruffy is apparently still holding on with that name. Let's talk to Ruffy on line two and see if the technical difficulties have subsided. Ruffy, can you hear
me? Yeah, hi.
Great.
I can.
Okay, what's your question, Ruffy?
Well, I'm afraid my husband's going to probably go to you, but we have three dogs.
Okay.
And what do the courts do? Because we both want custody of our dogs, and we don't know how to share it.
That's a fair question. Now, do you have any concern about splitting the dogs up or keeping them together? You want all three together?
Yeah, we want to keep them all together because, you know, they'd just be heartbroken to be separated.
Is there one dog that you don't really like and you're just saying that on air, that we could maybe horse trade, and, like, get you the two favorites?
Well, you know, really the truth is, this is what I'm worried about in court, they all like my husband more than they like me.
Well, I doubt that the judge is really going to come to your house and do a dog off and find that out. So let's keep that between us. And I'm glad we used a code name, because if your name's Ruffy, we're in trouble. But let's say two dogs versus one. I'm thinking you keep the cuter dogs because you're going to need to find a new dude. And dudes can't tolerate a fat, stupid dog. They really don't like them. So if you're going to find a new dude, I'm going to say pick the better looking, the ones that eat less because you got to minimize expenses, and the ones that poop less, particularly in the house. Can we?
Well, that's good.
Can
so
we
then
trade?
When I come to you, will you handle my case?
Well, we'll talk in the office afterwards because, you know, I have to meet the husband and evaluate. But on the dog front, if I'm being serious, courts actually treat dogs as either property and they don't want to hear about the personalities or anything of the sort, and it's just a property trade. Or occasionally I have seen the random dog lover judge treat them as sort of morphed children, and they do kind of a best interest standard. So who's the better parent for the dogs? So if that's the case, you're in trouble if they like him more, unless
yeah,
it's just permissive.
Except he got them all fat, and I'd probably put them on diets and work them out.
I would definitely get a veterinarian to write a letter on your behalf to say that you're the better dog mom for him then.
But let's Good plan.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Ruffy.
Thanks.
Let's talk to Emily on line three. Emily, what's your question? Emily? Emily on line three. Can you hear me? We're having some technical difficulties. That's, again, what I hear often when I call my house and try to talk to my husband. That dial tone. So let's answer a question that we saw on the internet on our website. And again, that is MarylandYorkShow.com. And the phone number for those of you who are trying to get through, just in case we can figure the system out, is 823-1920. Again, 823-1920. One of the questions I got on the internet, which I loved, to be honest, is can I get joint physical custody or at least visitation with my wife's fake breasts? Since I bought them, I've never even felt them, but the paper boy told me they were worth the money. Signed, visitation with the girls. I think this is a great question, and unfortunately, one I've heard often in my office. I would say that I want to first give you guys a disclaimer out there. Those husbands that marry women who are wearing their boobs as a belt down around the waist, stop upgrading your women out of your own category of looks, gentlemen. She married you in your paunch and your comb over with all your problems because she was your physical equal. When in fact, you upgrade her out of your category, don't be surprised that she's cheating with the paper boy. Now we're going to go to a commercial break and figure out this phone system.
Beer and hot wings for lunch. Weekdays at noon at 1270 The Buzz.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. Are you tired of being ignored and mistreated? Don't let your divorce lawyer treat you like your wife did. I thought divorce was about breaking free from the ball and chain. At our office, you get competence with personality and hopefully some laughs to take the edge off. Divorce is hard enough. Don't let your lawyer be part of the pain. Let's be honest. Legal representation is expensive, but often necessary. As the saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until they need one. You can get punished for free by calling your ex. Don't pay your attorney for punishment when you're finally getting rid of her. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this. And you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net, not com.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Motor Transport Association. Trucks provide us with over 90% of our daily goods. Without trucks, we'd all be starving and naked. The trucks of today are safer than they ever have been. However, one of the biggest hazards on our roads concerning trucks is the no-zone. Here's a good rule. If you can't see the driver's face in the truck's side view mirror, they can't see you. Also, trucks need nearly twice the time and room to stop as cars do, so don't cut in front too soon after passing. Look for the whole front of the truck in your rearview mirror before pulling in front. Then, don't slow down. The Nevada Motor Transport Association and Nevada's professional truck drivers are committed to making our roadways safer. Although drivers make many important stops during the day, delivering medicine to our hospitals, food and clothing to our stores, and munitions to our armed forces, they are just like you. Because the last stop of the day is the most important stop, when we all arrive safe at home.
For more information on trucks and their contribution to safer roads, visit our website at nmta.com.
I tell you, Jerry, I didn't sleep a wink last night.
I slept like a baby.
Did you take something?
Oh, sure, North Star Resort.
North Star Resort? Well, that's in all the papers.
It sure is. After exploring the nearly 400 acres of new terrain and dodging the pines on 5 new gladed trails, I was ready for a rest.
Yeah, but are there side effects?
Nah, I even give it to my kids. They could barely stay awake on the bungee jump after a day of ice skating and skiing. It just goes to show you, Stan, sometimes the key to a good night is a good day.
Sounds like a dream.
That's the idea.
North Star Resort, a good day. North Star Resort is for everyone. North Star contains traces of skiing and snowboarding, which will cause increased levels of fun. Do not take North Star if you're resistant to carving, ripping, or shredding. If you experience a smile lasting longer than 24 hours, consult a physician.
Save up to $20 on a North Star Resort lift ticket valid through January 15th by picking up a free voucher at a partner ski and snowboard shop. List of sports shops near you at NorthStarAtahoe.com.
My name is Jamali Rashears, and this is how I love United. Education has been so important in my life, but lots of kids in my community don't have the same opportunities. I'm an advocate and fundraiser for my local United Way. I help promote academic achievement and give kids a reason to stay in school. We also put together events to raise funds and bring our message to the kids that need to hear it most. My name is Jamali Rashears. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
1270 The Buzz, on air and online. Go to KBZZ.com. Designed and maintained by Global Studio for 1270 The Buzz.
And now back to the Marilyn York Show. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If you can handle it, call Marilyn at 823-1920.
When I grow up, I'll be a lady. All my rings will be made of gold.
I'm afraid to announce I'm back, people. I have one more good internet question, and then we're going to take a call from Bill. Another tip for you guys when you're calling in so that we cannot have the dial tone in our ears, 823-1920 is hold, you impatient animals. You need to actually hold and wait for us to go on. We have an agenda here. It's our agenda, not yours. Okay, next question on the internet. My husband banged the nanny and I want a divorce. Legally speaking, do I have to get a new nanny now? She's great with the kids. Signed, it's cheaper to keep her. Is it cheaper to keep her? My thoughts are, nothing says recovery like revenge. And since she already had sex with your husband, the least she can do is raise his children for you. And then I'm thinking she's probably going to be too tired like you were and she won't have sex with him anymore. So that's my advice. Keep the nanny. Bill, thanks for holding forever. Line one. Let's talk to Bill. Bill.
Yeah, hi, Marilyn. Actually, I'll go by William because
sexier.
Bill's a little too mundane.
I like it.
Now, I know a woman who is supposed to be receiving child support.
Okay.
But her husband stops paying all the time, and she goes back to court.
Tell
and
those people in the background to zip it, will you, William? I can barely understand you. Zip it, background people. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the background. I'm trying to call them down. Anyway, so she keeps going back to court, and the court says that he has to pay, and then he pays for a few months, and then he stops. And I'm just wondering, is this something that you advise your clients to do? Or, I mean, why does this happen? Why can't the child support payments be enforced?
So your question is, do I advise my clients not to pay child support?
Well, I mean, what, I mean, I don't understand how this
does
happens.
This guy work?
And I don't know. I mean, you represent these men, and what if they do say that they want to stop paying child support? What do you tell them?
Willie, is this somebody that has a job you're talking about in this scenario?
Yeah, okay. He's making good money, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I never advise my clients not to pay child support. It's much cheaper than actually raising children. As much as all of you people listening think I'm wrong, I assure you, children cost more than child support. It's the cheapest thing you'll ever get. Pay it and run, and you don't want the DA on your butt. They're so much scarier than me in any court.
Yeah, but I don't think they enforce it that well in this town.
I'm thinking that this guy's not working or he's working under the table because in my experience, they take everything. Driver's license, passport, everything. So I'd say go to the district attorney's office. As much as they don't want me to send you that way because they have too much business, they are fantastic, a little too fantastic, like rabid dogs. So sick the DA on them and it's free. Then you don't have to compete with should I pay my lawyer, should I pay my child support? Because that's a tough call. And I do get in a little trouble there worrying about which to prioritize. Hope that answers your question, and I appreciate your calling, Willie. We'll talk to Chris on line two.
How you doing?
Good. What's your question, Chris? Thanks for calling.
I've got a question. I've had custody of my daughter for 3 years. We never divorced. We've been separated.
Okay.
And I got a file for divorce.
Yeah, like 3 years ago. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. My main reason I haven't is I've been afraid. I've got the court system. I'm a single dad of three. My boys are with a different lady. And she's an alcoholic drug addict. And the court.
Okay, Chris, I think we lost you. If you can call us back when you get a chance, let's do that. But let's talk to Bert on line three. Bert, can you hear me on line three?
Hey, Marilyn. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I have a question. My husband has an ex-wife that somehow filed a tax return. They were supposed to file joint taxes for last year.
Okay.
And it's our understanding from our CPA that really he's supposed to be signing any return.
Okay.
That's filed, and it was signed.
Was it a joint tax?
They don't. It was a joint tax return.
Did she file a joint tax return, or did she file a separate return?
No, they were to file, but it was court ordered they would file a joint return for the year 2008.
But do you know if she filed a joint or if she filed married filing separately?
Did she file married? No, she was ordered. They were ordered to file joint.
And you haven't seen the return yet?
Did you see the return? No, but the CPA did, and I believe it is a joint return.
Well, if it's not correct, then you're going to want to have it refiled, which shouldn't be too difficult, but you're going to have to file a motion with the court probably to enforce the court order and have it refiled. And hopefully she'll be sanctioned for that since she violated a court order, because at a minimum, he should have at least seen it. But unfortunately, when you e-file these returns now, they don't require a signature. It's just electronic, and so it's easy to get away with. So I would ask for a copy via your attorney or via the court, and hopefully it's accurate. If it's not, you're going to unfortunately have to refile it and ask for sanctions.
Can I get one other quick question?
Sure.
Hey, so the other thing that happened is she gets the house. There's a first and a second. We're in a beautiful market right now, so everything, you know, if you're not upside down, it's an unusual occurrence.
Absolutely.
The second's an equity line, which she's not made. Well, she's made a couple payments on since June, but they both got reversed, so they bounced or whatever. He's on the second. He's not on the first. He's not on the house. She got awarded the debt and the house in the divorce.
Is he paying her alimony under the court order?
Of course he's paying her alimony. Oh, yes.
I would go back to the court and ask the court to direct his alimony to pay the second, since his credit's at risk. Is the alimony big enough to cover the second monthly mortgage payment?
The second month mortgage payment is like $300 a month, and his alimony is currently $1,800 a month.
Okay. I would ask the court to order him to pay that directly and just take it out of her alimony. That way his credit's protected, at least until she can refinance or loses the house or whatever is going to happen.
Okay. Excellent. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Next, we have a question on the internet yet again, and another fun one, because as we said several times on the show, please call us at 823-1920 if you have an interesting and fun question. We certainly don't want to be bored here. Valid legal questions will be answered, but we like a little fun. So we sift through the ones we get on the internet and email, and we pick out the fun ones. So this is another fun one in my estimation. The question was, my wife filed for an annulment citing fraud because I can't get it up. The judge gave a preliminary ruling that he was inclined to grant it, but he never even saw her naked. Can she be ordered to take her clothes off in court, or at least her shirt? Signed, I think I have a case. My answer is likely not. This is only this is court, and it's not that fun, unfortunately. So it's not very likely. If they did, it'd have to be fair, and you'd have to prove that you could actually perform under other circumstances. So I recommend that you don't go down this route, if you know what I mean. Again, as I was saying before, Susan Austin is our next guest, and we have her background story here, and it's quite impressive. So apparently she used to be a working girl in her 40s, and she was raising four sons, and she fell in love with one of her clients. Big shocker there, but this one actually worked out, which I'm sure has never happened beyond this story. She fell in love with the real estate mogul Lance Gilman, who built the Wild Horse Ranch after that. And then, which is most interesting, the government, as most of you probably know, took over the Mustang Ranch, the famous first brothel in American history that was legal. It's the oldest one. They took it over in 1999 when it was seized for taxes, and this is funny now. The government lost the Mustang Ranch. Somehow they couldn't sell sex in an efficient manner, legally. Okay, there's some joy here, but I'll leave that to the real political commentators. I just had to say that much. So they lose it, and they put it up for auction on eBay. Okay? So they put it up for auction, and as a romantic gesture, because Susan is now with Lance and they are an item, he buys it for her off eBay. And they move the actual Mustang Ranch from its original site, and they put it in the same compound as the Wild Horse Resort and Spa. And now it's one giant sexual charged good romantic gesture compound. This is kind of a touching story, but a little bit racy and outside the box, but I love it. So we're going to talk to Susan next week at the same time at 10 in the morning and ask her all our favorite questions. So again, we're going to take a break right now, but I want you guys during the break to think of nasty, fun, but FCC appropriate questions for Susan Austin and email them or call next week. And here's a commercial break.
Maryland York.
And not so
and my
much
firm
with
exclusively
a negative.
Focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I'm attorney Marilyn York. And my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on and on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.
Hey, Dan.
Hello, John. What are you doing here?
Just checking out your latest project. Wow, looks great. My old foreman turning out to be a big shot contractor.
Yeah, I tell you though, this construction industry sure has changed.
Tell me about it.
You're doing well. What's your secret?
No secrets. Although I'll tell you something. The smartest thing I did was sign up with Pro Group Management.
Really? Yeah, they do workers' comp, right?
Yeah, their services are great. Safety training, claim seminars, and, oh, if there's an accident, they'll do drug testing. They really work hard for you. And get this, they saved me 30%. I've heard they saved others 50%.
That works for me.
Call Pro Group today at 887-2480. That's 887-2480. Or visit us at www.saveoncomp.com. Pro Group Management,
Finally, workers' comp that works for you.
I started having symptoms of menopause when I was 47 years old. The hot flashes and night sweats were almost unbearable. I gained 50 pounds, was irritable, emotional, just not myself. As a registered nurse, I was concerned about taking pharmaceutical hormone replacement therapies because there is a history of breast cancer in my family, plus all of the unknowns when you take drugs. So I tried Amberin. Within 2 weeks, the hot flashes stopped. Yes, they stopped. I have been working with Amberin for almost a year now. I've dropped so much weight. I'm no longer irritable. I sleep great. And I have a ton of energy. One of the most important aspects of this treatment is that there are no side effects. I highly recommend Amberin. Signed, Carol Richardson, RN, and very satisfied Amberin customer. For your free supply of Amberin, visit StopFlashes.com or call 800-417-1738. A limited number of free trials are available. Call 800-417-1738. That's 800-417-1738. 800-417-1738.
We all make excuses for not saving energy.
Next time we'll get those new light bulbs. Next time I'll load the dishwasher all the way.
Maybe it's time to save the energy and money and resources we can.
I'm thinking about tomorrow, today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
1270 The Buzz. You've been thinking about calling Marilyn for nearly an hour. Now's the time to make the call. 823-1920. You don't want to keep her waiting.
When I grow up, I want a cowboy with dust all over his jeans.
All right, I'm back. Let me give you guys two tips. You can ask me actual legal questions, because I know a lot of you out there are probably being deterred thinking, okay, she's just messing around. She's just telling jokes. She's picking on people. I actually will answer your legal questions. I know you all have them. I can't even walk into a grocery store or a hair salon without being bombarded with your favorite family law questions. This is your big chance. Call and actually ask them. 823-1920. But don't swear. If I don't get to cuss, you don't get to cuss. And trust me, those of you who know me, this is really hard for me not to cuss. So you can't either, or you will be dumped by the producer. Dumped again, which is probably why you're calling to talk about. Now, we have three callers on the line waiting. Let's talk to them. Peyton, you're on line one. What's your question?
Hi, Marilyn. Yeah, I've been married about 5 years, and we're not very happy. We fight a lot. My husband used to be an animal in the bedroom, mm-hmm. and I was very satisfied. Of late, though, not such a great performer. Is that something that can be, if we do end up divorcing, is that something that can come up in the courtroom or be brought up in my divorce?
Well, we're not supposed to bring it up. There's no relevance to it. But if it had some tangential relevance, people tend to find a reason to bring it up. The hallway is where it comes up most often, I would say, when glaring at one another, blaming and yelling. Custody battles, they like to bring that up. I would say maybe he needs some motivation, though. Oftentimes, divorce can act as a strange form of foreplay. I've seen many a client get back together post-divorce and have, you know, their former flame rekindled, or even make out in the hallway during a divorce. And I wish I were making this up. It's a strange phenomenon, but you may want to try it. Thanks for calling.
Wow, I'll let you know if that happens.
Okay, please do. I would love to hear it.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Line two, we have Venus on the line. Venus, talk to me about the name. Venus?
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hi. It was a nickname that was given to me at work.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'd love to know where you work. So what's your question?
I was curious. I have full soul legal physical custody of my daughter, and I terminated parental rights, and he only pays arrears in the amount of $60 a month. She's going to be 48 years old before he's done paying, you know, child support. And I was curious, is there any way that I could take him back to court to bump up those arrears each month?
Absolutely. You can just file a motion to modify the figure up, especially if you know where he works. I'm sure most people's income could sustain more than the $60 per month. The good news is that's if the district attorney's office is enforcing that, they charge compounding interest. Interest on interest, that is. And it's prime plus 3, which is low now compared to usual. But you are correct. It might be 48. It might be 84, depending on the interest compounding at $60 a month. So I say absolutely take him back. Call your district attorney's office if that's who's enforcing it for you, and file a motion and get him back in there and get yourself some reasonable money since you cut it off anyway.
Awesome, Marilyn. Thank you so much. You rock.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
Let's hear from Larry on line three. Larry,
yeah, hi,
can you
hear me?
Hi. Yeah. What's your question, Larry?
I have more of a relationship question.
Okay, I'm
available. My wife and I have been married. We've been married for a little over 10 years.
Okay.
Got a couple kids. We are both busy professionals and just looking for a way to spice up our sex life.
Okay.
How
many
years? Things kind of get mundane after a while.
Yeah, I hear you, Larry. And I wish I could give you tips personally on this, but I tend to recycle husbands, in case that wasn't clear before. So I'm going to have to take some cues from the few people that have been married a long time, in which case I would recommend against it. And the clients that come in my office that have been married as long as you have similar complaints. I rarely talk to someone that has solved this dilemma because they wouldn't obviously be in my office looking for a divorce. So I am not sure. Maybe some other people that are listening have some tips on that. But role play. I'm going to go with role play as my first suggestion. Pretend you guys still like each other. Let's start with that role. Pretend you know how to load a dishwasher. Pretend you know how to put the seat down, you know, for role play purposes. Shower and brush your teeth. These are role play things that tend to get left out in a long-term marriage. I'm not suggesting you're one of those that does these things. Buy some new jeans that fit. I'm going to throw that out there. Sex it up a little. Tell her she's pretty for the first time in 5 years. And even if you don't mean it, look sincere. Look at her when you're saying it, not behind her at the woman passing behind at the restaurant. These are little foreplay tips that I'd like to see in my house more often, and I'd like to share them with you. Try these techniques out, and I bet you won't be calling me next week because you might be the third husband having sexual relations Saturday morning instead of all the rest of the poor saps that have nothing better to do than call me. Hope that answers your question, Larry, and let's hear from Emily on line one. Emily, what's your question?
Hey, I'm a step-parent. I was wondering if you could give me any tips for getting along with the ex.
Ooh, that can be a rough spot.
How old's
the kid?
Six.
And how often do you have the stepchild in your home versus her? You guys sharing equal?
Equal.
Honestly, the best bonding technique is bash the man in the middle. I mean, I know it's not recommended, but seriously, nothing bonds faster than... You were so lucky that you got rid of this MF-er, and I can't say that on the air. So, seriously, bash the ex. Nothing says bond like that. Praise the kid, because she needs to know that you worship the child. But don't make it sound like you're, you know, the kid likes you back. That's never good. The kid, in fact, I may complain to her, confide in her about how the child doesn't seem to be responding to you because he so loves his mother. You know, there's an ego involved here. So, those are my two tips. Bash the man in the middle. Kiss her butt by pretending the kid hates you. Never laugh and have a joyful moment with the child in front of her. None of that. Hopefully those tips will work for you. And if you have more questions, give us a call. Call me next week and tell me how those work out for you.
Thank you. I will.
Thanks for calling. 823-1920. And please visit our website, themarilynyorkshow.com. It's my intention to end each hour each week with some random thoughts. I have these often, too often. In fact, it keeps me a little unfocused. This week's random thoughts, I thought we'd talk about Hollywood. I have what I like to call ADHD, which I call attention deficit Hollywood disorder. I get sick and tired of hearing the crap that goes on and on and on. But some subjects are more annoying than others, and some subjects are still more interesting and yet aren't getting the attention they deserve. So after 5 minutes, I'm really honestly tired of feeling sorry for Miss Perfect Jennifer Aniston for being single. Really, seriously, you guys, given the topic of the show, she's single and gorgeous. I'm thinking maybe an award's appropriate, or at least preferred parking, not the sorrowful articles about how sad it must be for her to be able to have, you know, sex with other people. I'm also tired of waiting for Brad to be single. Each week, I see a threat that there's a divorce on the horizon, and I think, yes, yes, he could be number four. Yes. And then it's another letdown. They work it out. They make another baby. They work it out some more. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of Angelina being boring. I want her to be interesting again. She already made out with her brother. She carried blood around her neck. She got a million tattoos. She starved. She bought a baby. She made a baby. She bought a baby. She made two more babies. It's going to be hard for her to get interesting. She already tried out a chick. But I'm thinking that new weird scarification stuff that's out there, and I don't know the name because I'm not cool enough, but maybe she could get in a fight with Brad and like knock his tooth out and have it surgically put under her left eye like a teardrop, like when you're in prison. That might bring back her cool, edgy side and like parlay into the Fight Club reference for Brad. I don't know. If you guys have ideas about her, please. And then lastly, I'm tired of being shocked that yet another super athlete with some extremely high testosterone level cheated on his beautiful wife. What I'm not tired of is Carlos Estevez. You know him and love him as half of 2.5 Men. You know, Charlie Sheen. He beats his wife on Christmas and we don't even get a photo. And we hear about Chris Brown for a year hitting Rihanna. Seriously, this is a man who likes hookers. We need more people. We need more celebrities with prostitutes. Thanks for listening. Come back next week. TheMarilynYorkShow.com, 823-1920. See you next week with Susan Austin. It's going to be great.
Talk radio that's fun to listen to. 1270 The Buzz. KBZZ.